This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We're talking Grammys, including this year's winners and a winner from a few years ago, Julie Gold, who wrote From a Distance. Sam Smith was the big winner at the 57th Annual Grammy Awards last Sunday in L.A. Smith took home four top awards, Best New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year for Stay With Me, and Best Pop Vocal Album for The Lonely Hours. Miranda Lambert won Best Country Album for Platinum. Had a chance to run into Julie Gold at a performance recently. She was the singer-songwriter behind From a Distance, which won Record and Song of the Year in 1991.
First of all, it's so great to see you again, and I had forgotten what a brilliant piano player you are, besides lyricist and songwriter.
That's very kind of you to say, and hello, old friend. It's been a long time.
You brought me to tears several times tonight. There's something about your music and the way you sing it and the way you play it that is just, it just reaches people's souls, I think.
Well, thank you. I'm touched by that, and that's certainly the goal.
And, of course, you're still writing, and last weekend was the Grammys, and that was a big time for you back in 91 when you won for Song of the Year. Can you take us back to that time and what was going through your mind as that whole process was happening?
It was a dream come true, and that was the night I got to step over the line that had divided my life from my dream. And since that night, I've been living in my dream, and so far it hasn't let me down. I just can't believe it's been 24 years.
Well, you mentioned tonight that From a Distance has become such an iconic song that was the wake-up call when the U.S. and Russian astronauts met on the International Space Station. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just an incredible lineage of that song.
And really, I had nothing to do with it. It was like kryptonite, and it just happened. I'm very blessed, very lucky. When you have a pinball machine and it starts bouncing into all the holes and lighting up, and that's what it was. It just kept hitting the lights and bouncing into the baskets.
The cool thing is, too, that you were working as a secretary at HBO at the time when the song finally became a big hit, right?
Yes, I was. I actually left my job in 89 before it became a big hit. It had already been recorded by Nancy Griffith. I left on the good faith that I was going to take 6 months off and struggle finally as an unencumbered songwriter. And I did that. My parents actually paid my rent for 6 months. It was under $500. At the end of those 6 months, I received my first royalty checks from overseas, from Nancy Griffith performances. And in the next 6 months, Bette Midler recorded it, and that changed everything for me.
They only maybe know you for that song, but you performed like five other songs here tonight, any one of which could be a hit. I mean, they're just, Goodnight New York, it's just brilliant. I'm crying just thinking about
it. Thank you. That's my best song, quite actually. It is.
I don't want to be morbid, but that's the song I'm going to have played at my funeral, and
okay.
Hopefully you'll still be around to play it for me.
Will you provide a piano? I'm kidding.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding.
Well, that's the great thing. You're pretty mobile because they have to have a piano wherever you go, right?
Yes. Well, it limits me, actually, because most places don't. And I don't like electronic instruments, so I like a real piano.
All right. And you talked about...
Oh, my God.
You talked about how From a Distance is even on music boxes.
Yes, it is.
And this is the music box that you gave my kids 24 years ago.
Your kids are probably older than me by now. Yeah.
And you wrote a beautiful note to my kids, and 24 years later,
my
daughter has three kids of her own.
No.
My son is on the radio in Philadelphia.
Wow.
And he's the music director.
You know that's my hometown.
Well, I heard you referring to that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. And my other son's about to get married, and he's finishing up his master's. So
God bless them.
This little music box with your personal note has been one of our personal trophies in our house for all these years. And it meant so much to get it from you. And so when I saw that you were going to be near my house today, I said it would have to snow 3 feet of snow for me to stay home.
Thank you. You used to call me every day of the Grammys. We used to talk on the phone. But, you know, that was then. For many years, I haven't seen you in maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
I remember I did a gig in Poughkeepsie. I remember it's the only time in my life I ever inhaled a gnat while I was singing. Fortunately, I made it through the song. I really did. I breathed in a gnat. Like,
the good old days.
I hope that doesn't happen to me again.
Well, Julie Gold, thank you so much for
everything
that you've done in music and how many people you've touched, probably we couldn't count. So when we think of Grammys, we think of that song and we think of you and your career, and you've been an inspiration to me, so thank you so much.
And thank you for continuing to further the cause of my music. It's so, so wonderful, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. It's good to see you again, old friend.
With Julie Gold, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America. Oh. weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to get out of debt? You can do it in three simple steps.
First, pick a target. Say it's $50. Find a way to save that amount this month.
Second, find your lowest balance debt. Add the $50 to your regular payment. Month by month, you'll pay it off.
Third, double down. Take the money you were paying on the old debt. Add it to your regular payment on your next lowest balance obligation.
Keep going until you're debt-free. This process is called the debt snowball.
Picture a tiny little snowball at the top of a large hill. It gets bigger and bigger as it rolls downhill.
Your money is like that snowball. As you pay off your debts, you have more money to pay off more debt even faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow-motion tipovers. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow-motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet? Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.